Hello, bimbos and himbos, and welcome to episode 6 of the Bimbo Manifesto. For those tuning in for the first time, my name is Fiona, Fifi, Baby G, and G's Get Lonely Too on all platforms. And I'm just here to teach you the ways of life, the soft life, the bimbo life, whatever you want to call it. This has been long awaited, this episode, and I got bullied and harassed by you guys to release this new episode, but I think it's been like a couple months since I released my last one. I was going to record a birthday special, but I just didn't like the content of the video or the freaking audio. I didn't really like it. So I just came up with a whole new concept. I asked you guys what you wanted, and you know, I'm going to tell you guys what you wanted, but just in a upgrade. An update since the last time. I'm 20 years old now. I'm no longer 19. The last time I recorded, I was 19, but I am 20 years old now. It's my birthday, and I have just been booked and busy. Like, I've been doing video shoots, photo shoots, collabs, like, so many things. And I'm almost done school, which is why I was also so busy. And I just, like, there's just so many events that has taken place, from album release parties to just events in general, and I have just been so booked and busy. Like, but you know what, you can't complain about there is a lot being on your plate when this is literally what you've asked for, so I don't mind. But anyway, yeah, life is pretty good for me, you know, everything is going super smooth. You guys also asked me to do a life update. And so that's my life update. Everything's doing good. It's still a hot girl summer. I'm going out. I'm booked and busy. Don't worry about me, y'all. I'm just so booked and busy that I just didn't even get the chance to make a 6 episode, but I got you guys today. But anyway, this episode was something that I have encountered lately due to me being booked and busy. And I realized a couple things. I realized that a lot of people, even your really close friends and even family members, have self-limiting beliefs. They have self-limiting beliefs within themselves, and they don't believe that they can aim higher than what they do. Right? They don't believe it. So as I got booked and busy with my life, I realized that a lot of people in my life, and you're going to realize that a lot of people in your life have self-limiting beliefs, like, within themselves. And it's just, like, you're going to realize that, like, some of your friends and, like, family have these self-limiting beliefs. And, like, you know what? It's really sad because they really feel like they can't push higher than they do. And it's almost, like, because they feel like that within themselves, they always project that onto you, and they project how they feel onto you. And it's just like, I realized that, like, people really do rain on your parade a lot. Like, I don't know. It's just really weird. Like, for example, if I go on a first date, and I'm like, oh, like, I want to tell you about my date. Like, it went really good. Like, I'm happy, right? Why, as a friend, your first response is, oh, your first date? I hope it's not toxic like your other relationships. I hope it's not like your other relationships. You better not end bad because you just have a horrible track record. Like, okay. Like, it's just like, it's really weird, and it's giving projection. Or like, if you show... I've had this experience before where, like, I've shown a picture of the guy I was talking to. And then they're like, oh, he's too attractive. Like, he's such a ladies man. Like, he's definitely going to break your heart. This and this and this and that. And it's just like, what? So you're basically telling me that the only right man for me is an unattractive guy. That's basically what you're saying, right? And it's just so weird. Like, or what else? Like, or if he has money, and he's successful in his career and he's affluent in things. Why is it, oh, you know, men with money, like, they just cheat. He's just gonna use you. You're just, like, one of his many, like, girls. Like, it's basically implying, like, you have to go for an unattractive, not, okay, I don't want you guys to take this the wrong way because I know how you guys get, but that's basically telling me, oh, Fiona, you can only go for an unattractive, unsuccessful person in order to be happy, right? Like, why would you be upset that I'm dating someone attractive? Why would I be upset that I'm dating someone successful? Like, you should be happy for it. Like, why are you projecting and putting fear into my new relationship when I didn't even start? Because it's the first date and you're already mad and projecting about it. And Lord knows if I was dating a completely average person, and I've seen this before, because whatever, I'm 20, y'all, I'm in my 20s, of course I'm single, I'm dating around, you know, I have a few options. Why is it that when I talk about my options, your first option is the person who's like the least successful, whatever, and then their explanation behind is like, oh, you just need like a normal person, like your age, whatever, whatever. And it's like, I don't get it though. Like, why do I have to like go for someone because they're unattractive? Isn't that just the same as going for someone just because they're attractive? I don't know if you guys get like my drift, but it's just like, it makes no sense. So it's just like, because listen, this is just an example of like relationships. I'm going to give more examples of like how people project their self-limiting beliefs. But it's like, the unattractive ones are still going to play you. So what's the difference? Like, I actually don't see the difference. And like, again, I don't want to sound rude or like anything, but it's like, I've seen your relationship with these so-called average men, normal quote-unquote men, and they still do the same shit that the successful, attractive people do. So you might as well just pick your poison and go with it. Like, I don't think it's going to be any better just because you're going for an average person. And so it's just like limiting beliefs that they project onto you and just putting fear into a relationship that didn't even start yet. Because immediately, like, oh, you know they're talking to lots of girls. Like, you know they're doing this and this and that. And it's just, like, it's really weird. But that's just an example for relationships. But it's just, like, I find it's, like, with a lot of stuff. Like, when you start something new, right? Like, you have a new job. Like, it's very, like, oh, like, it better not end up like the last one. This business idea better not end up like the last one. Like, really? Like, it's very self-limiting beliefs. And it's because they can't. It's because people can't imagine themselves being able to achieve what you can. So they're trying to, like, bring you down to the level to make them feel better for their decision. But yeah, honestly, like I said, people have self-limiting beliefs within themselves. And they don't believe in themselves. And it's really hard to be around these people, and you'll realize once you start noticing this that like it's like people close to you that like have these self-limiting beliefs in themselves that like they believe that like they're not good enough for certain stuff, or they're not significant enough, or they're not adequate enough for the things they truly want in life. Because you'll talk about their dreams and, like, things they want to achieve. And they always, like, put doubt into themselves. And you know what? Like, I don't think it's on purpose that, like, they project all these things onto you. But it's just, like, kind of shitty to have around. Because sometimes I want to share good news with you. And then each time I share good news with you, you're killing the vibe by being nonchalant. Like, it's just, like, it's not a good feeling to want to share stuff that you're proud of. Like, at the end of the day, you have shit that you're proud of and you want to tell the people you love how excited you are, how happy you are. And when they're responding by like not really reacting or even not responding at all, or just being like, oh, cool. Or even, like I said, putting those selfing beliefs and projecting things onto you, it's just kind of like, damn, like, can I not share good news with you? Like, it's just like, it's not the best feeling. Like, sometimes I just want to hear like, OMG, like, congratulations. Oh my God. Like, I'm so happy for you. Like, you know, we'll do something. Like, as a friend, like, technically you don't owe me that. But like, if you're someone you love, you should always find a way to like support the people you love. Always. Because listen, I'm going to give you guys an example. And this is just things like I was thinking about. Other people's like success really doesn't really have to do with you. But at the end of the day, if you love them and care about them, you're going to make sure that they're happy. They're happy for their sex because you love them. And at the end of the day, when you show that love to them, that relationship grows and it benefits you in the end. Why do you think we celebrate our friends' birthdays and do the most for our boyfriend's birthday, for our family member's birthday, for this and this and this and that? Because we love them and we want to grow that bond together and we want to show them how special they are to us. And so when a friend is telling you this, like, stop killing the vibe by being nonchalant. Like, if you, sometimes people don't want unsolicited advice. If you are talking to a friend, and this is what me and my friends do all the time, we say, do you want advice or do you just want me to listen? Because giving unsolicited advice sometimes just comes off as hating sometimes, especially when you haven't been in the same boat. Like, others, people have not been in the same position I am. So how could I expect them to tell me what to do when they don't know? Like, this is my journey, and I don't expect you to understand my journey or the way I'm doing things, but sometimes I just want to share with you because you're someone I care about, and I want you to know what I'm doing so you could just understand what I'm doing, right? And it's just like, it's just things to think about. Like, giving unsolicited advice a lot of times is just like hating, because I feel like it's just like a weird way to try to like humble you in a weird way. Like, if you're like doing like a hard program, like, it's like, oh my God, like, that program is so hard, like, you may not like pass it, whatever. Like, it's just very like giving ways to like make you seem small. You know what I mean? Like, they're finding ways to like make you smaller, take you off the pedestal. And I'm going to say this, guys, because I have been saying this for years, like pretty much my whole life. Like, fuck being humble. Fuck being humble. Like, actually, like, I know it is a good idea to be humble. Like, but it's just like, we are so conditioned to say, oh, I hate this about myself. I hate this, to self-critique ourselves. And that's okay. Like, hating yourself and like being like, oh yeah, like, I guess I did this, like, I guess that's pretty cool, I guess I graduated, I guess that I'm like in a good relationship, like, whatever. No, fuck that. I'm in a great fucking relationship. For example, I'm not in a relationship, y'all, in case some bachelors want to hit me up. Fuck that. Like, I fucking graduated from university or whatever. Like, why can't you be like, I'm proud of myself, like, I'm the shit and I did that. Like, I hate that we have to conform ourselves and make ourselves small to make other people comfortable. And I realized a couple things. I cannot be around people that I have to make myself small to make them comfortable. Like, why do I have to do that? Why do I have to cater to you? Because if I speak about my achievements too much, you're going to feel insecure. Because personally, when people talk about their achievements to me, I don't see it as a way of me being insecure. I see it as a spark of, oh, like, if my friend can do that and they're so close to me, I could do something like that too. Like, when all my friends are in healthy relationships, I'm able to have a good relationship too. Like, I see it as like a benefit more than anything. So it's hard for me to like be insecure and jealous, because it's more like it's about to come to me too, because the people close to you are a representation of you at the end of the day. I think it was like the five people that are closest to you are all like, you're a mixture of the five people closest to you. And so if your friends are all achieving major things, what, like, why is it so crazy to think that like you can't achieve that? So if you're in a group of friends or like in a situation where you constantly have to like not talk about your success, not talk about the things going good in your life because it makes them insecure, it makes them salty, like you just shouldn't even hang around them. And like you need to notice how people love themselves, because listen, how you love yourself is how you're teaching everyone else to love you. So if you're with someone that's constantly just raining on their own parade, constantly just like saying, oh, like, yeah, like, I'm just like, I have no good relationships and I just can't do anything. And, you know, like, I'm getting too old to do this. Like, what the hell do you want me to say? Fuck that. Literally fuck that. Like, I cannot be around you if you're constantly self-limiting, because if you are like that, I can't share my life achievement with you. I can't share the good things going on because you're just going to project it with unsolicited advice that I didn't ask for. Like, if someone hasn't been in your position, like I said before, don't take advice for them. They don't understand. They don't understand your journey. And just because something didn't work out for someone else doesn't mean it won't work for you. Right? Just because something did work for someone else doesn't mean it's going to work for you. And it's just like, that's just how it is, because there's lots of like, I don't know. Unsolicited advice is just really annoying to me. Like, everyone's journey is different and the way people do things is very different. And so I prefer people just letting you do what you need to do. And if it doesn't work out, you could say, I told you so, and I could keep it moving and try your way. But this is my way. And I'm going to give you an example of that. So, you know what? Fuck being humble. I don't know if you guys know this, but I got a Canadian Press article written about me. The Star article about me. I've gotten British Vogue. I've gotten BuzzFeed. I've gotten New York Post. You know, I am doing pretty good on TikTok and social, in terms of social media content. I'm getting lots of brand deals, lots of things. Why, as a social media manager, are you telling me what to do to make myself more popular when you yourself are not on the same level? Why would I listen to you? So these recent social media managers, I'm going to give you guys some examples. One guy said, you need to start posting sexy videos and pictures on your TikTok and Instagram if you want to make it big. And I said, does that look like my brand to you? Yeah, I will make it big, but not for the right reasons. That's literally the, like, nothing on my page is like a sexual in like nature. So why would I do that? And then it's just going to attract the wrong type of attention. And it's just like, what am I going to talk about? Like, yeah, I'm going to be like every single other person that's big on social media, making OnlyFans and posting sexual content. Yes, it's a fast way to do it, but it's lazy. And as a social media manager, if you can't find another strategy other than get naked on the internet or start beef on the internet, then you need to just need to quit, because clearly you're lazy and clearly you're not a real social media manager. So just stop giving me advice. I have done all my content by myself and I'm doing pretty good considering I only started 4 months ago on my TikTok. So just don't give me advice when you don't know. And so he was just like, oh, well, it's going to take you a lot longer to get you where you want to be than you would if you took my advice. And I was like, oh, okay. So New York Post isn't, okay, whatever. Within the first month of my TikTok, me getting a BuzzFeed article isn't, okay. Okay, me getting a Mac, me getting PR packages from Mac isn't something. Me getting into video shoots and photo shoots almost 3 times a week is just from me. No. Me posting naked is what's going to get me that. Yeah, right. You have lost your mind. You have actually lost your mind. And today, I had an altercation with this man. And I don't care. I'm going to call him out. And I hope he's listening. Because I blocked him on everything, so he can't message me. But I'm going to call him out. This man, when I first met him, I met him on a video shoot. And at the video shoot, it was a Playboy Bunny theme, which is fine. You know, I am not someone who posts provocatively. I wouldn't post it on my Instagram, but I don't mind being in the music video, right? I don't mind. But it was a Playboy Bunny costume, so it was a corset with tights, right? It was just like a Halloween costume, like you guys would see. He decided to post this picture of us. Like, so basically, he was part of the film crew. And so he told me to come with him to take a picture with him in the mirror. And mind you, the set was at a house. So we went into the washroom and we took a selfie in the mirror. Whatever, it's fine. It was a cute picture. But this was my first time meeting him. Like, I didn't even know him. Why did he go and post it on his Instagram story and Snapchat story? Mind you, I don't have him on Snapchat. And I was just like, he was trying to force me to repost the picture. And you know, you guys know how it looked. I'm wearing essentially lingerie. And it's just a picture of two of us in the washroom and I'm wearing lingerie. And he didn't put a context that there's like a video shoot going on or anything. And so I was like, why would you post this? And he's like, you need to repost it. Like repost it, you need to repost it. And I was like, I'm not going to repost this. Like, I don't want to look like that on my page. Like, that's not my brand. And it's just like, I was put in an awkward situation because I was like, whatever. So I just let it happen because I was like, whatever. Like, that was just really weird that you would even post that in the first place, considering I don't even have you on Snapchat and considering I just met you and your post, you're trying to imply something that I don't like that. So whatever. The next coming weeks and whatever, he just messages me on some weird stuff, but I just like ignore it. So at one point he asked me to go on vacation with him. And you know what? I was just kind of like, oh, like my passport expired, like, no, like whatever. And whatever, he was mad that I didn't go on vacation with him. And I was like, okay, like, I don't know what you want me to do. And so for the next 2 weeks, pretty much every couple of days asking me, oh, what are you doing? What are you doing later? Like, do you want to go to dinner to talk business? Like, I could be your social media manager. I could get you verified. I could do this and this and that. And so I was like, what? Like, I don't know. Like, I was just like, no, like, I'm busy today. Because I was busy. Like, like I said, I have pretty much two to three photo shoots and video shoots a week. And I do have an internship. And I have school. And I have a social life. And the people in my life know that I'm busy. So they tell me a week in advance that we're hanging out. I have a lot of time. I have a lot of time, okay? I mean, I don't have a lot of time to just, like, hang out last minute. And so today he texted me at 12 o'clock, mind you, 12 o'clock at noon. And he said, oh, like, are you free to hang out at 1? And I said, no, I'm not free to hang out at 1. I have an event to go to. And he's like, clearly you don't know anything about business and you just... I'm not going to offer my services to you if you're going to be busy all the time. And I was like, okay, first of all, the whole point of having a social media manager is you should be happy that I'm booked and busy. Like, that should be the point. You should be see me as a social media manager and be like, oh my gosh, she's so busy with these photo shoots and video shoots and these events. Like, she needs a social media manager that will help her do that. Like, you're mad that I'm busy. So you want me to just, like, post pictures and be pretty. Okay. So then I told him, honestly, your response time is always trash. You tell me last minute, and of course I'm going to be booked and busy because, like, that's a good thing. Like, that's the whole point of having a social media manager, right? So he responds, I'm going to read this out to you guys, and I don't give a fuck if he has something to say today. But he basically just said, Fiona, I run a multi-million dollar business that I attend to day to day. I have no idea what multi-million dollar business this is, by the way, because I met him on the video show and he was a photographer, so I don't know what million dollar business he's talking about. I interact with business people every single day, Fortune 500 companies. I know what I could do for you, and that's why you should be lucky I'm offering to help. But your responses scream that you're not emotionally or mentally stable, which is completely fine. I've been there. And so I said, okay, thank you for your input. And he said, why don't you take some time for yourself and I'll always be here, with smiley face. And I said, I'm not sure how you got me being mentally unstable from me telling you to have time management skills, but we have nothing else to talk about. And so I just really got triggered by that today, because I was like, you called me emotionally and mentally unstable because I told you to have time management skills and tell me in advance if you want to discuss business. And he's calling me mentally unstable. But this is what I mean by the projection. Like, I think he might be talking about himself. And it's just like, how are you going to get me verified when you're not verified yourself? Like, what is your plan? You want to be my social media manager, yet you don't have any engagement on your posts. So why would I make you my social media manager? And it's just like, it's other people's like unsolicited advice. And I just been getting it a lot. No offense, I don't want to be like that, but it's like, it's a lot from men trying to give me advice when they don't know shit. They don't know shit. And it's very like predatory and exploitive. And it's just like weird, because it's just like, when I start making money, like, I can't give you the type of money. I have someone who's not an official social media manager, but he helps me with a lot. And he is smart. And he literally does it on his own time to experiment with himself. And he has plans. He has set up a Patreon. He has made an ebook for me. He has done the most. Shout out to you, Paris. I know you're listening to this. And it's just like, why would I, like, that's what a social media manager is supposed to do. Give you a plan. We literally have a 3-month plan for this whole summer on what to do and how we're going to go about making my YouTube, about my podcast, about my TikTok. So why would I want some random person who can claim they could do all these things for me? And it's like, that's another problem. That's another bone I have to pick. A lot of people, and, you know, I don't know if you guys could relate, but maybe if you're like in specific careers, but it's just like, a lot of people are claiming to want to be my mentor and wanting to claim that they want to help me. And they want to claim that they want to do all these things for me and that they see this potential. And it's like, great. If you see me as a little sister, if you see me as your friend, if you see me as a mentor, you treat me as such. Stop getting sexual and stop asking me out and stop telling me to post sexy videos. Like, that is just inappropriate. That's actually really inappropriate. You do not want to help me. You are trying to, I don't know what you're trying to do. And it's just like, it's been really hard for me because there's been a lot of opportunities that I'm scared to take because I'm like, what's the hidden agenda? So you want to do all these things for me. You want to like do all these things. What's the hidden agenda? You cannot be both. You cannot be my mentor and also trying to sleep with me. Because I'm not going to do it. Maybe other people will, but maybe I won't. And I've realized a lot that in this industry, especially the industry like I want to get into, whether it's like social media or like entertainment and whatever, like I realized that like a lot of people must be doing it. Because when I say, you know what? You can't hit me up like that. Or when I tell photographers, I'm not going to get naked for your shoot, so you're going to have to think of something else. They cancel the entire shoot if I'm not getting naked. If the social media managers don't agree with me that I don't want to post sexy videos, they don't work with me. Like these photographers, I see the shoots they be doing and I see the shit they DM me. And when I say I actually don't want to take pictures with my clothes off, they're like, okay, well, that's the only shoot I do, so sorry. Okay. All right, I see how it is now. Like, don't worry. But it's just like, it really bothers me when these people, especially because I'm young, right? I just turned 20 And these people, mind you, are like 15 years older than me or 20 years older than me. And they're telling me that they see all this potential in me, that they want to help me, that they want to do this and this and that. You don't want to do any of that. Like, you literally don't. You want to get in my pants and you want to do something weird. Like, it's almost like they want to put you in a position where you owe them. Like, they put you in a position where they make you owe them something. And then you feel awkward because it's like, what can I owe you? I have nothing to owe. Like, I can't do anything for you. And when you're a girl, like, you have something that, like, anyone, any man can want, which is your coochie. And it's just like, why is that the currency? Like, I'm not going to do it. I have build my platform. And you know, I'm just getting started, right? I've only been on this for a few months, but I have really built my platform a lot. And I have done it without getting naked. I've done it without sleeping with someone. I've done it without all of that. I've done it without paying my way through. I did not cheat my way through. This is all authentic growth. So for you to come to me with that bullshit and say that I have to get naked and sexualize myself and throw all my morals out the window is really sick and twisted. It's really sick and twisted, and I'm not going to participate in it. So as a man, if you want to be my mentor, great. Be my mentor. Put me on some stuff. Give me advice. Treat me as you would your daughter or your little sister. If you, at the moment you say, oh, like, you treat me like you're treating me as a little sister or daughter, and then you want to sleep with me or putting me in positions where you want to. And why do they keep repeating the fact that I'm 19, that I'm 20? Like, why is that so exciting to them? You can't do both, because you're basically exposing yourself and your morals. You're basically exposing what you are. And it's sick. It's really sick and twisted. And it's not just me, it's everyone. Because that's the first thing they mention, how young you are, how unexperienced, how they want to teach you things. It's almost like they have like a weird fetish of some sort. And so you want to be my mentor, you want to be a father figure, you want to be whatever, but you also want to sleep with me. Like, that doesn't sound fucked up to you guys? To me, it's really fucked up. And it's really been setting me off the wrong way. And like, as of lately, I just have no patience for it. Because it's very, like, exploitative, and I just don't know their intention. Like, why do you want to do that? Like, and it's just scary out here because, like, you don't know who's going to say, well, now you owe me something. Now you owe me something. Because then what are you going to do? Because they're right. And you're put in a position where, like, if you take their opportunity, they could take it away from you anytime. And it's just really sad because it's just, like, I want to be able to trust people. I want to be able to, like, have connected relationships. But if this is how it's going to be, fuck that. But lucky for me, I am always holding 10 toes down and I block people. But I have been having no patience with these types of people, with predatory people that are literally trying to exploit you or trying to put you in a position where you owe them. I'm done with people with self-limited beliefs that are always trying to project onto you. Because at the end of the day, all of this is connected to some sort of projection from other people. And so, yeah, like I said, like, I'm going to say this. I will never put myself in a position where I have to sexualize myself and basically, like, sell my soul and sell my body in order for a little bit of fame. And it's not even fame. It's clout. For a little bit of clout and a little bit of money, that will never be worth it to me. You are selling your soul for a Louis Vuitton bag. Is that really, that's really what you want to do? That's what you want to do? You want to sell your soul for like 10K followers for verified? That's what you want to do? It's not worth it. Because none of those material things, at the end of the day, the internet is not real. The way people act online is like, from the opinions, from the discourse, I see it online. And I'm like, none of you guys act like this in person. I don't hear half of these discourses that people have online in person. The things that people are worried about online is not even real. When you go out, like, who cares about followers? And even famous people. Like, if you think about it, the worship of, like, celebrities is, like, really fucking everyone up. Because why is there so many celebrities, first of all? Like, why is it more than ever, everybody is some sort of quote-unquote celebrity. And it just seems like everyone else is still obsessed with worshiping them. When you have to realize, why? Why do we have to worship these celebrities? It makes no sense to me. Because they're normal people who happen to, their job happens to be singing. Their job happens to be acting. Their job happens to be this and this and that. So why as a society do we continue to put them on a pedestal? And why do we have to have so many celebrities? Because I feel like 20 years ago, the only celebrities were like the A-listers. But now there's literally like a list from A to Z listers. And if you have more than 10K on Instagram or whatever, you're considered a celebrity. It's not a celebrity. Like, you're not a celebrity. And it's just like, the way they act is just like really strange. Like, you should see the way people act when they get literally like an ounce of like followers. They literally, like, I have had whatever. For example, in high school, a quick story time. We used to be friends with this one guy, right, in high school. And obviously he played basketball or whatever. As soon as he got committed to a like D1 basketball school, he unfollowed everyone and his following went to like 50 people. And I'm like, really? Because you went to university? Yes, that's a good achievement. What the fuck does that have to do with having to unfollow everybody? Like, why do you have to, like, really, really, bitch? You didn't even make it to the league. It's years later, by the way, and he did not make it to the league. So you unfollowed everyone, cut everyone off, and now we're going to see you, and now we're going to be like, now we don't want to hang out with you, and now you're left with no friends. Right? Like, I have just, like, I really just hate, like, the entitlement that people have when they get a little bit of clout. And it's just, like, really weird. Like, oh, my God. The other day, we were downtown Toronto, and this girl from Big Brother Canada was walking down the street. And so my friend was like, oh, hey, like, you're from Big Brother Canada. Like, loved you on the show. And we were about to walk away. And the girl was like, oh, like, you don't want to take a picture with me? He's like, why don't we, like, you could take a picture with me if you want. And we were like, okay. Like, I was like, really, bitch? Like, nobody, like, Big Brother. I was like, girl, like, nobody wanted to take a picture with you. Like, you're really letting this get to your, when people come up to me and recognize me from TikTok, I'm not saying, oh, do you want a picture with me? Do you want my autograph? Like, why would they want a picture with me or an autograph? Like, you are on Big Brother Canada. Maybe if you're on Too Hot to Handle, maybe if you're on, like, Selling Sunset or, like, a big reality show. But even then, like, you don't ask someone else if they want a picture with you. Like, do you guys see how insane it is? Like, it's actually crazy to me. To, like, why the hell would we want a picture with you? Nobody's going to know who you are. Because I didn't know who she was. I thought it was my friend that, like, saw an old friend. It was just really, really weird. And it's just really, really strange, like, the way people act. And so, obviously, in these last couple months, I've been, like, invited to a lot more, like, industry events with more celebrities, right? And these are not just, like, freaking Big Brother Canada celebrities or freaking TikTok celebrities. Like, I'm talking about, like, actually A-listers or whatever. And so the first time I met them, of course, I was, like, excited. Like, I was nervous. Like, whatever. I was starstruck. I was whatever. But the more I attended the event and the more I, like, talked to them and saw them in person, I realized, like, why? Like, why? Like, by the second time I've met a lot of these people, I was like, okay, now what? Like, And a lot of them, like, you try to have conversations with them, and like they just have nothing to offer. Like they're just like, it's like, okay, like you're like an interesting person, like you have so much accomplishments. Like, why are you so boring? Why is your only personality the fact that you're a celebrity? Like, that's your, I have nothing else to talk about with you because it's all you want to talk about. You only want to talk about your own music. You only want to talk about this, like, what's going on with your life? Like, it's just like, I don't know. And so, like, whatever. I'm going to give an example of the way people be worshiping them and the way I'm just getting so over it that I just like don't even want to attend anymore. So, I was at Mr. Drake's release party yesterday, and there was a lot of people there because usually at like his like events, there's probably like under 100 girls. There's probably like, under 100 girls. But this time it literally had 300 girls, 350 girls alone, and then plus the guys, right? But you could tell who the fuck hasn't been there before. Because why, when he walked by, why did they take their flash out and record him? And mind you, we're in like an event space. Like, we're not outside. There's no paparazzi around him. And he literally looked at them and were like, the security was like, put your phone down. Like, why are you pointing in his face with the, like, I was just thinking with him, like, imagine you're just trying to like enjoy your party and they took the flash in your face. And I was like, what are you, can you act like you've been here before? You are embarrassing me. Like, I don't know you, but you're embarrassing me. Like, I was just like, there's no way you took it with flash. Like, if you guys ever been to those events, like, it's pretty much an unwritten rule to not, well, not really at that event. That was like more public, but most events, it's pretty much an unwritten rule to like not take pictures, like respect the privacy. And if you are, like, at least make it low key. They were all up in his face with flash. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? No, like, actually, what are you doing? And like, so obviously, like, since I've been like out and about a lot and like at all these events, I like meeting a lot of people. I know a lot of people, so I go say hi. How come as soon as I say hi, all the bitches that did not want to talk to me, that were just air looking at me down, suddenly, hey girl, like, can you introduce me to this person? Oh, like, what's your Instagram, girl? Like, why are you so pretty? Really? You didn't want to meet me when like I wasn't talking to anybody, but now that you see that I know a few people that you want me to introduce, why would I introduce and then what? And then what? I introduced you to them. Now what are you going to talk about now? Because I go introduce them and they're just like, "Oh, hi. My name is this." And then the whoever I introduced them to was like, "Okay, cool." And then the conversation's done. Like, it's really weird. Like, why really? Like, as a person, why are you running up to me and telling me to introduce you to someone and then not doing anything with it? Like, you're literally fumbling your own bag. Like, I get if you were like, like someone that wants to crack into an industry, your upcoming artist, your upcoming producer, you're like, you want to do something, but you come to me. But it's just like somebody said on my live, people use me to network and build connections. I would get that though. If you wanted to build your connections, you want to network. But they're not networking. They're literally not networking. They're literally just being awkward and making everyone uncomfortable and making me look bad by tapping onto me. And people have physically ran up to me when they see me talking to certain people at these events, tapping me, saying, "Can you introduce me?" And I'm like, first of all, these are like my friends, okay? Like, these are like my friends. Like, I'm not gonna do that. Like, the way you're running up to me, because like it may seem, because like whatever, like I've gotten the chance to get to know these people. I've gotten to know to make connections. I've gotten a chance to have like more intimate, like one-on-one, like whatever, dates or hangouts with these people. Like, but that is my thing because they're my friends. Like, I don't see them as anything more than that. So why are you running up to me and tapping me on the shoulder, asking me to introduce you, just for me to introduce you and for you to be like, hi, how are you? And then you leave. Then what? Then now what? You've introduced yourself. Congratulations. You didn't get their contact. You didn't talk about anything. So I literally don't know what you achieved with this, except you bothered me and now you have a bad taste in my mouth and now you made things awkward. Like, you guys are weird. And it's just like, I realized at that Drake release event, so somebody tapped me. And mind you, I have no idea why people see me and think that I'm like this interconnected person. But this girl came up to me at the Drake party yesterday and she's like, excuse me. She's like, did you, like, where's Drake? Like, can you tell me where he is? And I was like, I don't know. Like, he's just over there. And he's like, she's like, oh my God. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And was like, she's like, oh my God, it's Drake, it's Drake. And I literally had to like walk away from her because I was like, yeah, like I would expect Drake to be at his album release party. What are you, like, why did you, like, I don't know what it is about me. Like, I have no idea why they came up to me to tell them where Drake is. And like, you came that close to him and like, he still doesn't want you. I'm like, I'm scratching my head right now. Like, you're literally going next to him, like trying to get noticed, and like, he's not talking to you. Like, I was really confused. Like, I was just like, why did you, can you leave me alone? Like, can you actually leave me alone? Like, I don't know if it's because I'm tall, because in heels, I'm probably like 6'2", 6'3", right? I don't know if it's because like, they see me talk to someone. I don't know if it's because like, I look friendly, but I was like, I can't, like, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? You are running physically. And I'm telling you guys, physically, I'm going to tell you guys something. I'm going to tell you guys something. So I was talking to my friend at one of the events. And he's whatever. He's an A-list or whatever. So I was just having a conversation with him because I wanted to catch up, whatever. Why did a girl come and physically booty bump me out of the way? Why did she physically booty bump me out of the way and go try to talk to him after. Go try to talk to him. And this wasn't at the release party, right? This was at another event. This was an event a few weeks ago or last month, and it probably had around like 75 girls. Why would you run up to him and physically booty bump me out of the way? And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to say it. I don't know why you're so desperate to talk to this man, but do what you need to do. I was just like, you know what, girl? At the end of the day, I'm friends with him. Clearly, you want to be friends with him. So I'm going to let you give this connection because clearly you need it more than me. Right? Clearly, you need it more than me. And it's just like, why? Like, can you guys act like you've been there before? That is my problem. That is my bone to pick with, like, a lot of people, is they act like they haven't been places before. Like, oh my God. Like, let's say, like, someone has a nice car. Why are you recording with flash? You're coming into people's houses. You're recording with flash with their houses. Can you act like you've been there before? And like, if you want to take an aesthetic picture for yourself or for your freaking Visco or for your spam account and whatever, it looks cool, but you're taking it with flash and you're screaming and yelling. You're like, oh my God. You guys should have seen Drake's face when they started recording him. He was disgusted. He was disgusting. I'm like, can you home training? I know your mama raised you in a barn, but around here, we got some decorum, okay? That is really disturbing. That was really disturbing to me. Like, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe people physically running to see a man. Like, that is, like, to me, like, I was like, this isn't crazy to you guys? Like, the fact that you're yelling, oh my God. Like, and most of the, sometimes they don't even be doing it to, like, celebrities. Like, they be doing it to, like, regular people. I'm like, okay, this person didn't, you're not even in the car. You didn't even get in the car yet, and you're taking it with flat. You're recording their car Or when the people go to a restaurant and they post a picture of the receipt. Or like, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You are embarrassing me. You're actually embarrassing me. Like, and I'm not you, but like, I'm embarrassed for you. Like, why do you guys have to be weird? Like, it just like really sets me off because I'm like, please stop doing this. And that's our problem. Because I'm like, our problem is we keep doing this, that crazy shit, running after them, putting flash in their face, doing this and this, that. And that's why the celebrity worship culture is getting so big, and it's weird. It's actually weird. Like, I just can't believe it. Like, I don't know. Like, I was never raised like that. I've never felt tempted to post a receipt. Sometimes I'm embarrassed to like post certain pictures because I'm like, oh, like I don't want to seem like I'm doing too much. And mind you, like at these receipts at the restaurant is like 10 people. And I'm like, of course it's going to be like $1,000 if it's 10 people. Like, I'm like, can you guys act like you've been to a restaurant before? Okay, I'm just going to say this on live. Someone said, I need usernames. Who's posting receipts? Restaurant receipts, not tea receipts, y'all. Restaurant receipts. You are at Denny's. You are at Denny's. And you're posting a $500 post because 10 people were there. I am really embarrassed. I'm really embarrassed at this point because I've seen that. Someone was at a breakfast place. They're at Denny's. And you're posting a $500. You know what? You are really pissing me off now. And as soon as they post shit like that, I have to unadd them. Like, I have to unadd them. Or if you post a freaking you in a nice car from, like, years ago, and it's the only time you've been in that car since, I'm going to unadd you. Like, I'm actually going to unadd you. Because I am not dealing with, like, I'm not dealing with that ghetto shit on my shit. No. No. No way. No way, Jose. I'm not dealing with it. And it's just like, I don't know. People just act a fucking fool when it comes to anybody with a little bit of clout. Like, they don't even have to be Drake level. I've seen people do this for, like, regular, like, people, for, like, YouTubers. And I'm like, really, bitch? Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, can you act normal for once? Like, put yourself in their position and think of how weird it is. Like, you don't find it strange? Like, you're not embarrassed? Because personally, like, sometimes when I post too much, like, I feel embarrassed. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes when I post too much, like, I feel, like, embarrassed. Because, like, especially if it's not, like, my own stuff. Like, I don't really want to flex with it if it's not my own. And, like, for me, I am a heavy believer in, like, I don't believe in celebrity worship. I treat them like every single person. And, like, whatever. Like, everyone that knows me, whatever. And so when I see people acting like this, it really just, like, makes you just not want to go to the events at all. Because I'm like, first of all, like, how'd they even get in? Because this event, no, I'm not going to lie, guys. The release party yesterday was different from all the other events. Because usually the other events is a really strict guest list. Usually you have to have a direct invite. And usually, like, it's smaller. There's usually, like, under 100 people. But yesterday was at least 500 people. People were getting invites from a friend of a friend of a friend. Nobody was getting, like, direct invites. Like, it was just, like, whatever. How'd you get invited? I get invited by the same person that invites me to all the other events. So it was a direct invite. And it was just, like, I was really embarrassed, to be honest. Like, I don't know. And, like, people just rely on me. Like, I feel like, and again, like I said, when people see that you're, like, connected or, like, can get into events, I'm like, why do you think that is? Because I'm not acting like a fucking hooligan. You're acting like a fucking buffoon. You're acting like a hooligan. Why do you think I'm getting invited? And then they expect me to, like, have the power to be able to, like, get everyone in. Like, they contact me inside and, like, wanting me to do this and this, and want me to introduce it. And I'm like, how the fuck am I gonna do that? Like, I'm not Drake. Like, I can't let you, like, I can't. Like, what do you want me to do? You're acting a fool. And it's like, when I posted So I posted on the photo booth at the event, and of course people saw the honestly never mind little tag on the photo booth. So they and this, so everyone was like, how'd you get invited to the party? Why did I get 10 messages asking me to bring them with them next time, asking me to be my plus one? Mind you, I've never talked to these people. I don't know them. I don't know these people. Mind you, grown men message me, ask me to plus one. First of all, I'm like, I'm not going to get let in with a man. Let's just start there. If you're at these parties, if you're with a man, like, don't do that. You're not going to get invited, and then you're going to get kicked out too. So as a grown man, like, why would I bring you? Like, that's really weird to me. Like, and the fact that, like, you've never messaged me before, but it wasn't just guys too. It was girls too. And it's like, why the hell do you want to be my friend now because you want to get invited? Or if you want a plus one, no, you can't be my plus one. I don't know you. I don't know you. When it comes to my friends, I am very particular with, like, my friends and stuff. And so I'm friends with my friends because I know they know how to fucking act. Because I know they have home training. Because I've seen how they act before. So why would I invite some random person for the potential that you will embarrass me? Like, why would I do that? Like, it's just really crazy to me. Like, as soon I'm telling you guys, like, I am not famous. I barely have clout on social media. I have a little bit. I have a little bit. People have been acting a fool. Like, I don't even have that much clout on social media. I don't even have 10,000 on Instagram. Yet, people have been acting a fool. As soon as they see my TikTok, as soon as they see the articles, oh, can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? Want to come to this? Can you shout me out? Can you come live on my account? Can you just, no, I can't, actually. Why in the hell would I do that? When you didn't want to contact me before, but now you want all this free handout. Now you want to be on my podcast. Now you want to be on my podcast. You will never, I'm going to say this now, in case anyone's listening. If you're a random person and you don't have your own podcast, or you're not like some sort of like person that talks about stuff, why would I let you on my podcast if you're just some random person? And then someone had the audacity to message me and say, hey, like, I really am interested in being on your podcast. I look at their account and they're just like, they have nothing like going on that's like relevant to enough to be on my podcast. So like, I didn't respond. I just left it in my request. They texted me again. And it's like, by the way, I'm free Wednesday if you want me on your podcast. Why the hell would I want you on my podcast? Why are you telling me your availability? By the way, I'm free Wednesday. Like, I was so confused because I was like, what? I was like, why the hell would I have you on my pod? I was actually really confused by this. Like, I was like, no, like, you're not going to be on it. Like, it's really entitled. Like, and I don't know. It's just like really weird because people always try to get me to like put me in their TikTok videos, try to get me to repost them, try to get me to post them on my story, try to make TikToks with me. Say, oh my God, can we make a TikTok together? Can you post it on your page? Oh, can you post a picture of us on your page? And if I don't, they're like all salty. I'm like, are you weird? Can you act normal for once? Or is it that not a thing for you guys? Is acting normal not a thing anymore? Bring back embarrassment. Bring back embarrassment and bring back shame. Because we as a society do not shame people enough. You should be ashamed of yourself. We have, okay, listen. Bullying is not cool. Bullying is not cool, y'all. But we have been in the society where we can't judge anyone or else we're bullying and cyberbullying and being mean. But we need to start shaming people. You should be ashamed of yourself and you should be embarrassed. I am bringing shame back because I don't know why the people at the Drake party yesterday should be embarrassed and shamed. They should be ashamed of themselves. Ashamed. The people in my DMs doing this should be ashamed of themselves. The people messaging me, asking me to post sexy pictures and doing that should be ashamed of themselves. They should be publicly shamed and embarrassed. I am not going to be this anti-bullying person because sometimes bullying works when it comes to people that are out of pocket. And we need to bring shame back because people are way too comfortable talking to you crazy. And I am not liking how people are coming up to me in person thinking they know me If you know me on TikTok, you do not know me. If you see me on TikTok, that does not automatically mean we're friends. I know I have a great relationship with my followers and I like to interact with you guys. But you guys, if you meet me in person, you got to introduce yourself. Don't be making jokes as if you're like, you're my best friend making fun of me. This person the other day came up to me. I was like, oh my God, like, hey, like your eyes are like so like not bug-eyed in person, like whatever, whatever. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I don't know you. Like, I actually don't know you. Like, I actually don't know you. Like, that's actually crazy to me. Like, I don't know you. And you're not embarrassed by it. Like, I realized, like, why are people not embarrassed? Like, I check myself because I do not like to embarrass myself. And I have shame. Like, I know when things, something's about to be out of pocket. Like, it's just really, really strange the way people have been acting an absolute fool. They are acting barbaric. And I'm getting tired of it. People have had the audacity with me this past week. I wish I could tell you guys half of the shit people have been texting me. But they have been insane. I literally post on my Finsta. I posted a thread. People have been insane. In terms of their texting. I wish I could, like, if you guys saw the shit people have been saying to me and messaging me, like, social media has normalized weirdo behavior. It's weird. It's actually crazy. When I'm out and about, I'm a tall lady, guys. I got long legs. Why are you coming up to me and saying something like, what are you gonna do with all those legs, girl? Excuse me? I'm gonna walk away from you is what I'm gonna do with all these legs. And you know I could walk fast. Like, I'm like, I was really shocked. I don't know like why people are not embarrassed, but the parasocial relationships that people have is just really crazy to me. Like, ever since I learned about like parasocial relationships, I realized like that's what people have. But it's not even parasocial relationships because, like, they're acting like these celebrities are, like, zoo animals. And it's just, like, I can't. I really can't do this, y'all. Like, the bring back shame, bring back embarrassment, and just stop stooping on, like, other people's level. Taken, I just have to laugh about this. This was not what I planned to talk about at all on my podcast. So I'm just going to quickly... I don't know. This was not what I was going to talk about on my podcast at all. I was literally going to talk about being delusional, but I'm going to save that for another episode because we have to just talk about the craziness of other people and like not letting people get to your head. Because when you're constantly in this energy, you always have to just stay 10 toes down. So as I said in the beginning, there's going to be a lot of people with self-limiting beliefs, and included when people with these self-limiting beliefs is when you're in these events, the self-limiting beliefs is like, they can only be a fan. They can only be a fan. They can't meet these celebrities. They can't be connected to them. So that's why they act the way they do. That's their self-limiting beliefs. You cannot let them be in that. You need to forget that. Those are weak bitch thoughts, by the way. That's really weak bitch thoughts. Thinking like that is really weak. That's actually really weak. To think that you can't, like, that's... You, that's the whole point. Like, it's self, like, limiting, and like the boundaries that people, it's just, it's crazy. Like, those are weak bitch thoughts to think you can't go and become friends with them. Instead, you gotta treat them like zoo animals and you gotta act like a buffoon because in your heart, you think you're not good enough to have a good connection with someone who happens to be really successful or really famous or whatever. And that's the problem. You can't hang around people and you really got to be careful. Listen, I love making friends. I love making friends. I'm a very social person. I'm a very friendly person. When I'm out, I get at least 5 people's Instagram. That is my goal, right? Thinking someone, nobody is better than you, smarter than you, whatever. Kill those weak bitch thoughts. Like, don't think like that. Like, in any times of life, because when you do that, when you constantly think like that, it's literally, like, what is that doing for you? Like, actually, what is that doing for you? It's not doing shit. It's literally just making your life harder. Like, it's making your life harder, and it's just like you need to like stop hanging around people like that because they will bring you down with them. No person is bigger, smarter, or better than you. And there is no way someone can reject you because you are secure in your power. And there's no way you're going to chase someone, whether it's physically chase them or not, because you are confident in your ability to meet people. And if you can't meet them, you'll meet someone better. And so, like, you, again, like I said, I'm a social person, but what I realized is like so many people at these events like to leech. And it's almost like I can't make friends with them because of that, because I'm scared of like who's here because of who I know? Who's here because they're trying to social climb? Like, who is here because of that? And that's what I realized. You can't be friends with everybody. Like, even though people are nice, some people aren't good at those type of events, and you could bring them at another event. But when it comes to like people with high status, you can't bring them around and you can't be friends with them. And it's sad, but it's the truth. It's sad, but it's the truth. Some people just don't know how to act, and you really just can't be friends with everyone. And you got to be careful of like how people are around you. Always. You always got to be careful of that. And that's really like the main kind of theme of this is because I was going to touch on your own self-limiting beliefs on being delusional, but I'm just going to talk about other people and just dealing with people's bullshit and just their projection. So, just to recap, starting with your close people or just people in your life, self-limiting beliefs. Whenever you tell them about something good in your life, they always want to like humble you in a weird way. Fuck being humble. If you are great, take up space. Stop making yourself small to make other people comfortable. When you are big and you shine bright, the right people will come to you. You do not need to make yourself small and trick yourself to other people. If you have to do that, find new friends. I don't care if you're going to be lonely for a while, find new friends. The next is just the predatory nature of these quote unquote social media managers that want to help you when they don't want to do shit. And just predatory people in the industry, honestly, because that is also low vibrational. And I feel like in a way, they're kind of projecting onto you because they feel like, I don't know what they're projecting, but they're just weird. Honestly, they're just weirdos. So fuck that. And I will never put myself where I have to like sexualize myself or sell my body in order to gain fame or clout because it's not worth it to me. Yes, the same people humbling you want to be exactly like you. And exactly those predatory people that, like I said, the predatory men that try to get you to sexualize yourself and the people self-limiting yourself are humbling you because they want to be like you. They're humbling you because they want power over you. They want to put you in a position where you owe them something. So don't let them. Do not do it. It's not, they want to degrade you. And they see, like I said before, people see that you're a smart, they you have a lot of potential. That's why they talk to you in the first place. But guess what? If you know that you're better than them, you aren't gonna give them the time of day. So they have to put you down, degrade you, make you feel like shit, make you feel like you're just like a piece of meat, make you feel like you're not significant, make you feel like you can't achieve the things you want because that's their way of having control over you, and that's the way to keep you in their life. And it's the way to make you, themselves feel better. So fuck being humble. If you are great, say you're the shit. Kill the weak bitch thoughts. I'm the shit. Sorry. Sorry about it. If you can't deal with it, find someone else that will make you feel better and stroke your dick for you, because it's not going to be me. And lastly, in terms of just like that Drake release party, y'all, like there was a lot of people. There was a lot of people there, and people were just acting a fool. And again, like you can't be friends with people that can't act normal. Like, and a lot of people had just like don't act normal, and you'll realize that because like you need to put people in different situations to see how they're gonna act. Because some people may be like cool people when you meet them, and then as soon as you bring them around someone with a little bit of money, a little bit of influence, a little bit of something, they literally throw all that out the window and act a fool, put flash in the freaking faces, scream and yell. And it's just like, you need to act like you've been there before. And if you can't act like that, if you can't act like a person, please just get rid of them because they are going to bring you down with them as well. But yeah, this isn't what I wanted to make my episode about. I just went on the tangent because someone brought up the Drake release party and I just had to laugh at the shenanigans I seen because I was deeply embarrassed by what they were doing. But I'm glad I talked about this because I feel like I was talking about more about other people and it's more like of a rant. I didn't really give advice on like how to deal with them, more than just stay away from them or limit your contact with them. That's my only advice I could give you. But next episode, I'm definitely going to talk about getting rid of your own self-limiting beliefs, because once you're around all these people a lot, you're going to have your own self-limiting beliefs just because of this constant negativity you've had around you. So my next episode is definitely going to be the art of being delusional for sure. But yeah, this was a long-awaited freaking episode, and I promise to be more consistent. I've just been so busy. I'm going to record the second episode and record it. I'm probably going to release it next week. I'm probably going to release this episode right now. Like, I'm just going to edit it, and then I'm going to release it. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you guys like this episode. Bye!